2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 27 to 30. Peace and rest. Two of the loveliest words in the entire Bible. Peace and rest. Let us remember the account. Judah, under Jehoshaphat, is at this time a spiritual, godly people. But now it's attacked, threatened by a vast army. It's going to be overwhelmed. It's going to be annihilated. But Jehoshaphat, a godly king, leading a godly people, not that they're all converted, but in the main they're looking to the Lord, they're seeking to obey his commandments, they're trying to walk in his covenant. Now threatened, Jehoshaphat leads the people in prayer to God. And God speaks to the nation through Jehaziel the prophet and encourages them to go on. And Jehoshaphat and the people, having trust in the Lord, reliance in God, look to the Lord to bless them. And the Lord gives them a tremendous victory over their enemies. Now we see the consequence. Then they, that is Judah, returned. Every man of Judah and Jerusalem, with Jehoshaphat in front of them, to go back to Jerusalem with joy. For the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. Joyfully, with joy, rejoice. And back to Jerusalem, because the Lord had given them victory. Now you will remember, I keep emphasizing it, that we're in the days of the Old Covenant, and therefore godliness and spirituality goes with temple, land, victories in war, possessions, wealth, prosperity and such. We're living in the days of the New Covenant. It's no longer material, it's spiritual. We must remember this discontinuity in the testaments, this discontinuity in the covenants. But the principle comes over. Here is a people trusting the Lord, relying upon him. Against overwhelming odds, they see success. And they are joyful. And they rejoice. And they return to Jerusalem in triumph. Now they don't come boasting and bragging about what they have done. They come, and it's very clear, they come back to go to the temple to praise the Lord. They were joyful because the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. So they came to Jerusalem, verse 28, with stringed instruments, harps, and trumpets, and they went to the house of the Lord, the temple. The Lord had given them the victory, and because the Lord had given them the victory, they praised the Lord, and they went in the days of the Old Covenant, naturally, to the temple. It was all Godward, you see. They weren't praising their arms. They weren't praising their king. They weren't even praising the prophet. It was God who did it. It was the Lord who had given them the victory. And the Lord had the praise, must have the praise. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto your name be the glory, be the praise. That is the Godward aspect of it. What about the manward aspect? And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. The fear of God came upon them. They wouldn't attack again because God was among this people. The outward nations could see that the Lord was in this people and among this people. My friend, there's a tremendous lesson here to the ecclesia. The churches today. The churches today, by and large, are going over to the world, copying the world. Don't you see that we'll be a success, if that's the way we want, yes, successful amongst the world, when we stand clear of them, when they can see the Lord is among us and the Lord is upon us. When they see we're trying to copy them, well, they might go along with it, but it won't work. Let us learn from Jehoshaphat here. Here is this man showing us that it is Godward that counts, not manward. The manward comes afterwards. Let us be a Godward people, my brother and sister. Let the churches be Godward, devoted to God. That will bring the sense of God, the conviction of sin upon the world. are fawning upon them, are satisfying of them, are designing schemes, programs to attract them, will end in disaster. Let us learn from Jehoshaphat here. So that's the Godward aspect, the fear of the Lord, and the worship of God, the manward aspect, that it really spoke to the nations, that God was among this people relying upon God, trusting his word through the prophet. It proved a blessing to the world. That's the way of it today, too. Now the third thing, the inward for Judah. And the realm, verse 30, then the realm of Jehoshaphat, the kingdom of Jehoshaphat, was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. The categorical rest, peace, rest. And of course, that's glorious new covenant material. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 5:1. Matthew 8, come unto me and I will give you rest. Oh, the principle is clear here, my friend. A people that will be obedient to God, trust God, rely upon God, look to God, remember God, worship God, that people is blessed of God, is Godward. Today we're talking about manward things. We're not gospel people anymore. In the main, we are manward people. We need to be not man studiers, anthropology. We need to be theology, the glory of God, God. This people was facing catastrophe, defeat, utter defeat, and it came to glorious victory. It came to glorious peace and success. Let us hope, brother and sister. Let us go on laboring. As I look out, the circumstances look very bleak. But God has given us his word. He's tied himself to us. The gospel will have success. There will be sinners saved. Out of every nation, kindred, tongue, tribe, and people, there will be people saved. God still has left the gospel in the world. There's still a day of grace. May we go on laboring, brother and sister. Looking to the Lord, not looking for manward ways, but Godward ways to please him. There's a hymn by William Williams. Now, I know William Williams was a postmillennialist, but I interpret his words in a gospel sense, not in the sense of this life, this age, but in the coming one. O'er the gloomy hills of darkness, look, my soul, be still and gaze. All the promises do travail with a glorious day of grace. What is he saying? Well, he's a Welshman, and he's looking out over the Welsh hills, and he can see the clouds descending upon the hills, black in the rain. It's gloomy. O'er the gloomy hills of darkness, look, my soul, be still and gaze. But don't look at the clouds and the darkness and the rain. All the promises. Look at the promises of God. Look at these testimonies in the scripture. Look at these Ebenezers. All the promises do travail with a glorious day of grace. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And lo, I am with you always, said the Lord Jesus. May we go in the strength of the Lord, with the weapons of the Lord, fighting the Lord's battle. May he give us victory. And may we come back in peace and rest, rejoicing in the Lord and worshipping only the Lord for all he has done for us. May it be so for Christ's sake. Amen.